brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather and by the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. XMWX Satellite Weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your onboard electronics suite today. Come see what the latest XMWX Satellite Weather has to offer at EAA AirVenture 2010, booth 3037.
This is Mary Grady reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture 2010, and I'm talking with Ed Warnock. He's the CEO of the Perlin Project, which aims to fly a glider up to 90,000 feet. So, Ed, can you explain to us how you expect to make this happen?
Mary, the secret is, if you get very high winds blowing over very high mountains, they create mountain waves that go up to the highest altitudes, 100, 120,000 feet. And there's a jet stream that comes out of Antarctica that blows over the Andes that does that.
And can you tell us a little bit about this glider and how you expect to construct it so that it will be able to achieve this?
Well, this is the second phase of our project. The first phase, we flew a standard manufactured glider that was non-pressurized. So the first feature of this glider was we needed to stop the air leaks because the crew of the first glider was getting awfully cold, and also get them out of the pressure suits. So this glider is designed to have a pressure cabin so that we can seal it up. We can let the air temperature inside build up, and the pilots don't have to wear a pressure suit. That's the first design difference.
So in the first phase of this project, then, how high did you get, and was that a record?
The first phase set a record, 50,700 and some feet, and that was Steve Fawcett and Einar Enevoldsen.
Okay, so when do you expect to make this happen?
2 years from today, we hope to be standing on the ramp in southern Argentina, looking up at the sky, wondering if the wave is working today.
And can you tell me a little bit about the construction of the glider? What's it made out of, and where are you building it, and who's designing it, and all of that?
The designer is Greg Cole of Windward Performance. He's worked for Columbia. He's designed the Sparrowhawk, and he's the best glider designer in the United States today. It's all made of carbon fiber, pre-pregnated carbon fiber for maximum strength. It's going to have a foam core insulation to help keep the pilots more comfortable inside. The wing had to be totally re-engineered to fly in thin air. Most gliders are designed to fly well at low altitude, but this one's designed to fly well at high altitude, so it meant a complete wing redesign.
And will the pilots be wearing parachutes?
Well, two parachutes are attached to the airplane. So we have a drogue chute, which is designed as an upset recovery chute or an emergency get-down chute. It lowers at a rate of about 50 knots. We can get down from the highest altitude to breathable air in 3 or 4 minutes. And if we're not quite so high, it'll be even faster. And then we've got a ballistic recovery system. If the pilots are tired of flying, they can go clear to the ground.
So what are the challenges that you still face to get from here to there, or is it just a matter of building it, you've got everything kind of figured out?
No, there's some more engineering challenges. We need to do a thorough flutter control analysis. We are going to encounter turbulence. These waves we're going to fly get so steep and so powerful, they break. They're like waves on the shore. So we have to have an airplane that if we inadvertently get into the breaking waves, we're going to be able to successfully exit ourselves from those breaking waves.
Who are the pilots and who's going to be the crew on this project? Have you decided yet?
We've got a number of pilots. First pilot is Einar Enevoldsen. He's a former NASA pilot. He's got more time in more different airplanes at high altitude than anybody else I know. The second pilot is Morgan Sandercock from Australia. He has funded the project from Steve Fawcett's demise up until this point. He paid for all the engineering work to be done, the fuselage plugs to be built. We have Jim Payne. Jim Payne owns a number of glider world records. He's also the chief flight engineer for the Global Hawk project. And then there are a number of other pilots. The most recent one of note is Dennis Tito. Dennis Tito qualified as a cosmonaut, flew to the space station, and Dennis is funding the construction of the aircraft, and Dennis will be one of the pilots.
Okay, and how long will the wings be, and is there a challenge in launching it, and how are you going to manage the launch?
84-foot wingspan. It'll launch like a normal glider. We'll just get out the old tow plane and haul it up 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 feet and get in touch with the mountain waves, and then the glider will soar from there.
Okay, well, thanks very much, and good luck with the project.
Thank you very much.
Again, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb talking to Ed Warnock of the Perlon 2 project.
Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.